This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So if it's made in the United States, there is no tariff. All you have to do is make it in the United States. We don't need it from another country. As an example, Canada, if we make it in the United States, we don't need it to be made in Canada. We'll have the jobs. That's why Canada should be our 51st state. We'll bring back industries and we'll bring back our jobs and we'll make America industry great again. So essentially, we're putting on a 25% tariff without exception on all aluminum and all steel. And it's going to mean a lot of businesses are going to be opening in the United States now.
So there's Donald Trump talking about tariffs. Of course, we've seen him promising this to the American people well before he got elected. So you got to think when the American people voted for Donald Trump, it cannot be a surprise that those people are now seeing him continue to talk about the use of tariffs. Now, maybe people are more interested in what that actually means. So we always look to get an expert on here. And our friend Nick Iacovella is on with us, the executive vice president for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. He's a former deputy director of communications for Senator Marco Rubio as well. Nick, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Can I ask you like a super basic question so that the people listening right now can really understand the concepts of what you're going to talk to us a little bit more in detail? But when Donald Trump talks about tariffs, what does that mean that the United States is going to be doing, benefiting from, and maybe having to deal with at the initiation of those?
Yeah, great starting point, I think. The United States has offshored our industrial capacity over the last 20 to 30 years. And if you understand how a country can have a strong, prosperous economy, it's critical that we have that industrial capacity. A tariff at its most basic level is a trade policy to incentivize domestic production. And I'm sure many of your listeners over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, during the COVID pandemic, they had an eye-opening experience and realized that there's a lot of products that we just do not make in this country. And when it comes to critical sectors like healthcare, PPE, steel and aluminum, not only has our capacity to produce these very important products declined significantly, but in the case of China and other countries, and in the first Trump administration, it was China, but China has moved production to other countries to continue to overproduce well beyond their economy and country can consume. And they dump that excess capacity onto the global market, specifically targeting the United States. And, you know, that's a complicated way, I guess, of saying why is that a problem?
Yeah.
Because we've lost 4 million jobs. And it's not just the jobs in manufacturing. You know, economists in D.C., I love to say, will disagree on everything. Tariffs cause inflation. No, they don't cause inflation. You know, tariffs are going to result in price increases. Well, even Biden's Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, said tariffs will not cause any meaningful price increases for Americans. But at the most basic level, they agree if we were to create a manufacturing job, it has a downstream effect of 7 to 15 jobs in the economy on average. And in some sectors, it's even higher, 15 to 30 jobs. And so that's why I think the president is exactly right to focus his trade and economic agenda on broadly reindustrializing the United States. It's how we're going to grow the economy from the working class people out. It's how we're going to get incomes, real household incomes and wages actually rising. And it's how we're going to create jobs that actually matter for Americans who want to afford a home, you know, save up for their retirement, send their kids to school. Yeah, I was just reading the jobs report, you know, from this week. In January, the Biden administration, 99.8% of new jobs created went to the government sector and foreign-born workers. Every single month of 2024, the Biden jobs numbers were revised down. It's clear that we're not on the right track, and I think the president's trade and tariff agenda is the exact kind of bold policy that we need if we're going to have a very prosperous economy in the 21st century that is actually lifting up the working class people of this country.
It's a great explanation. We're speaking with Nick Iacovella, the executive vice president for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. So, Nick, when I hear President Trump talk about tariffs, sometimes I hear people say it's a negotiating tool. Sometimes I wonder if it's the actual end that he is looking to reach with another entity that he's talking about implementing these tariffs on. Do you feel as though the way that the president is speaking about these tariffs right now, is he trying to get better deals for the United States? And if the other country doesn't want to play nice with us and play fair, as Donald Trump regularly highlights that we are being treated very unfairly, then the tariffs are implemented? Or is the tariff the actual end goal here?
So I think we have to look at Mexico and Canada as a separate issue. But in terms of the president's goal, it's not that he wakes up and says, I just want tariffs. You know, tariffs are a policy tool that the president rightly recognizes, can be a major piece of his agenda to broadly reshore production and create jobs. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I don't want to speak for the president, of course, but when I listen to him, when we work with the White House on policies that they're implementing, the president's goal is very simple. He wants to create economic prosperity for the working class people of this country. For too long, the United States' trade and economic agenda has incentivized offshoring. Our stock market has performed incredibly well. You know, the financial sector has grown. But the working class people of this country have had their wages stagnate, real household income stagnate. So the president is saying we have to address this. And tariffs are a critical policy tool to accomplish that. But they're just one piece of the toolbox. When it comes to Mexico and Canada, I think the president is looking at this really in two separate buckets. He does recognize that we have some imbalances with these two countries where our economy and our workers are being threatened. And I think he's 100% committed to addressing that. Problems that have arisen since USMCA was signed. You know, for example, Mexico literally advertises to China that they should invest in Mexico as a duty-free backdoor to the United States. That was never the intention when we signed USMCA. It was not supposed to be a green light for China to bypass our trade enforcement and build capacity in Mexico so that they could export it and dump it into the U.S. But separately, I think the president was just sworn into office a few weeks ago. He has been talking about the border crisis, the amount of illegal immigration that's flooded in, and especially dangerous narcotics and poison like fentanyl coming across not just the southern border, but from Canada as well. I think it was about 10 or 12 days ago, they seized enough fentanyl on the Canadian border to kill 9 million Americans. Governor Abbott in Texas, his Operation Lone Star has done a phenomenal job. But again, the numbers are staggering. They have seized enough fentanyl, just Texas's Operation Lone Star, to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire country.
Wow.
Nobody, you know, there's people that have a sickness that are drug abusers, and we should absolutely help them, get them the help they need. But nobody is buying fentanyl on the street. They're being poisoned by it. And it's deliberate acts against the United States to target our population. So when the president came in and said, we're going to put 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, he was doing that because he needs this national security crisis addressed. And I think that's exactly the kind of priority that we want for a commander in chief. We've seen the last 4 years what's happened at the border. You know, in my personal view, it's been a disaster. It should have been addressed a long time ago. And so when the president says, I'm going to put a stop to this, and we know that the United States' consumer market, our economy, is the single greatest, most robust economy in the world. If you're a foreign producer, you want access to it. And what he's telling Mexico and Canada is, if you guys don't address this, if you don't stop this harm that's coming to our country, you're going to face severe, significant consequences. And so in that instance, he's using tariffs for leverage to get our neighboring countries to act. And I think he said something to the effect of, we've tried to speak with them about this for a long time, and those talks haven't resulted in action. And so, again, you know, the president is exactly right. He used a tool to his disposal to solve this problem.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a ton of sense. And the concessions he's been able to get so far out of Canada and Mexico, they've moved quite a bit on this issue to help us secure our northern and southern border. It's obviously been effective. Nick Iacovella speaking with us right now. He's the executive director, vice president for the Coalition for Prosperous America. We're talking about the business of tariffs and how President Trump is utilizing these to exact his America First plan. I want to bring it super hyper local here. I don't know if you know the specific details about our local steel community. Donald Trump visited in July of 2018 Granite City Steel, which is 10 minutes from where I'm sitting right now. I was there when he visited Granite City Steel. And when he was there, he said, Donald Trump said, we also know our steel industry is vital to our security and our prosperity. If you don't have steel, you don't have a country. And we've heard as of late some tariffs that could be implemented where it comes to the steel industry. We know that Japan was trying to buy U.S. steel initially. What is going to happen right now with the steel industry, U.S. steel, and all of these steel workers that are listening right now in our area that are wondering about the future of their careers?
Yeah, and I will tell you that at CPA, we are incredibly proud to represent some of the best steel companies that produce right here in the United States. And the president, when he says, if you don't have steel production, you don't have a country, he's exactly right. Steel is in literally everything. Sure, energy is critical. Healthcare is critical. But steel is even more important because it is an input to all of those important sectors. And what we have seen since the signing of the USMCA, there was a separate agreement with Mexico and Canada called the 2019 Joint Steel and Aluminum Agreements. And very simply, that agreement said that the U.S. would remove our 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum if Mexico and Canada agreed to limit their exports and stop the surge. And of course, Mexico violated that agreement almost immediately. In 2023, they were 472% above the baseline in certain steel products. Last year, they were 700% surge above the baseline. That's what the president is addressing, not just, you know, for Mexico and Canada, but globally, because he understands that these are two vital sectors. And I think going forward, what we want to do and what we advocate for at CPA is policies that are going to incentivize a robust domestic steel industry. We have to recognize that China is pushing product into Canada and Mexico so they can take advantage of the USMCA. That's why there's a melted and poured standard that is in the 232 action the president just announced this week. But more broadly, I think we need to look at what has caused our steel manufacturers to have to shutter plants. And a key piece of that is addressing the surge. I mean, I will tell you, our members, because of the surge from Mexico in particular, have had to lay off hundreds of workers or stop production of specific products at their facilities. And it's because the Biden administration did not enforce the agreement. It's as simple as that. We made an agreement with Mexico. We abided by it. They didn't. Our people were hurt. Our workers were hurt. And the Biden White House decided to do nothing. And, you know, President Trump, in just the first month of his presidency, is saying, absolutely not. I'm going to have the steel and aluminum industries back. And, you know, that is, I will tell you, a very welcome development after the last 4 years.
Do you have a prediction for what Donald Trump is going to be able to do, or a timeline hope of how quickly he'll be able to make an actual effect on this crisis that we have right now in our country?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With steel?
Well, those tariffs are going to go into effect on March 12th. We have been meeting with our member companies, you know, this week. I will tell you that their customers and their suppliers are already pricing these in to decision making. And so I do expect these to have an impact fairly quickly. Mm. And the one thing that I think is a really important point to understand about the difference between the first Trump administration and the second Trump administration. In the first Trump administration, the president was exactly right to highlight China and to renegotiate NAFTA. But we're 10 years from when he first announced he was running for president back in 2015. China is incredibly, incredibly strategic about evading U.S. trade enforcement and our tariffs. So if we put a tariff on a Chinese product, they will build production in Southeast Asia and circumvent the tariffs and transship. That is why the president has made the universal tariff such a focus of his second term, because it's impossible to circumvent and transship and, you know, do fraudulent trade activity to get around a universal tariff. It does not matter where that product is produced. If it has a universal tariff, it's going to have to be paid by the foreign importer before it comes into the country. And it's a major change from the administration. I think if the president continues at the speed that he is now, we will start to see benefits to the economy this year.
Man, let's hope. Nick Iacovella, thank you for the insight on this. This is a huge issue for us here in the St. Louis region, and I'm really glad we got some of the basic information and more in-depth information regarding tariffs and specifically to the steel industry. Nick, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for being with us here today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Nick Iacovella, the Executive Vice President for the Coalition for Prosperous America, former Deputy Director of Communications for Senator Marco Rubio as well. You can follow him on X at Nick Iacovella. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America next. meeting etiquette, 8 things to avoid. He might be on the roof right now. We were going to send him to do one of his classic Ryan Wiggins weather reports, but we're really only interested in Ryan Wiggins' weather report when it's freezing and snowing outside. So he was going to go out there, and then he looked outside, and then the weather report was, hey, it stopped snowing, so I hope he didn't go up, because we're going to have to send him up again if he tried to do a cop-out here and go up when it wasn't snowing. Plus, he's got Wiggins America next. This is his moment to shine. Meeting etiquette, 8 things to avoid. First thing should be not showing up to your own meeting. Ryan, that's you. Next on Wiggins America. I hope you're listening. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.